Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday the 3rd of September. I think I'm going to double check that. Yes, it's Thursday the 3rd of September. Hope you're well. I'm starting this late as usual, so I've got to start doing these in the morning. I said I was going to do this in the morning and I didn't. And I've got about 10 things to do right now, and one of them is this podcast. But as I've told you before, you are the apple of my eye, so you come first. And all the other shit that's got a... There's somebody waiting outside for me, so he's just going to have to wait. That's the unprofessional professional at work. Anyway, I've got some really good news for you. Very, very good news. You're not going to like it that much, but I am. And it's... I've got some good news for you. Very, very good news. You're not going to like it, but I like it a lot. And I found out that my tripod that I filmed the video on, but I filmed the whole podcast on, I balanced the camera on this tripod that I put it on top of something else. And the something else has been bugging me for ages because it's never the right height. So I always have to mess around with it for ages. Anyway, fucking long story short, I've just found out the tripod that I've had for over a year and I've been messing about doing this kind of balancing act has got little feet on it that you can extend and rise it up to the level that I need it, so I don't even need to balance it on this thing anymore. That is, I'm moving up in the world, I'm moving on to another level of this podcast, right there, because I was getting pissed off with it, and I tell you what, it could have even made me decide not to do the podcast anymore. This one little thing on the floor that I couldn't balance anything on. I'm only joking, I'm not that fickle. But so, life-changing moment for me. Not for you, you're probably just, it's a podcast turning off moment for you. But anyway, that's as exciting as my day's got. Gonorrhea's back. Here's another exciting news for you. Gonorrhea is back in town. He's rode into town like the Wild West. And he's spreading his dirty love all over the place. Number of gonorrhea cases. This is in England, by the way. If you're in any other country, you've got plenty of other things to worry about, I'm sure. But we've got... Move over coronavirus, we've got gonorrhea now. Everybody who's been staying at home, giving it some, because we've been in lockdown, they've now been spreading gonorrhea around. So it's mad, isn't it? One certain thing causes a rise in another. It's like when there's a royal, nothing to do with that, but when there's a royal engagement on the TV and the National Grid notices halfway when they have an advert break that everybody gets up and makes a cup of tea, because I can tell by the way the surge in the electricity power. They go, oh yeah, everybody made a cup of tea about 17 million people made a cup of tea. So they know these things. So gonorrhea is on the rise. Anyway, 70,936 cases to be exact. And I'm not one of them. Oh, thank you very much. Not yet. Never have. And That's like old school, that one is. That's back to the 70s, isn't it? I'm all into retro. I'm 70s, retro, 60s. That's my kind of time, my kind of fashion, but not in STIs, no. Although, you know, when you get the 80s, we're talking AIDS and fucking, and even worse than that. So I guess it's one of the ugly ones that you can get over. Not back in the 1600s, though. You had gonorrhea in the 1600s. You were gonorrhea. You were gonorrhea, be gonorrhea. You were gone. Or you were definitely fucking really ugly. Didn't you have loads of bits of... And what was the other one? No, what was the other one? Oh, bollocks. What's the one where you had all the big boils all over yourself, all over your face? I spoke about it a while ago. Not sepsis. Well, it's syphilis. Syphilis and gonorrhea. They were fucking top of the pops in those days. Syphilis would be making a comeback soon. Anyway, Beat's talking about coronavirus all the time anyway, doesn't it? Have you got gonorrhea? Anybody got himself checked out? I don't even know what the symptoms are. I say as I'm starting to give myself a good old scratching. Not really. I wouldn't do that. I've got a video recording. Don't forget, if you're listening on the podcast, there's a video. And I wouldn't do that on my podcast video. I'm a bit more... I'm not as uncouth as that. Elvis Presley. Somebody's putting some Elvis Presley photos through the auction. And there's ones of him on the horseback, grainy photos, like home photos, homemade photos kind of thing. And somebody bought them and put them through the auction. And look quite cool, because there's never ones you've never seen of him before. One of him on the horseback and something else. From the 60s and the 70s, my favourite period. I've got a photograph of Elvis. The reason I brought it up, I've got a photograph of Elvis. Oh, I should have pulled it out. Next time I'm going to remember one of the days and show it to the video on the podcast. But I got this Polaroid. It's a bit like a Polaroid, but it's old school, 60s photo. And he's pissed walking out of a club, or I think it was, with Priscilla Presley. And he looks pissed. And he's young, not when he's old looking pissed, because that was, you know, well, you know, he kind of looked a lot that way later on in life, but this was early, and I think it's a really good photo, and I've never ever seen it anywhere, so I'm going to try and put it in the auction. 600 quid there, they think there's going to go for, so I might be in with a winner there. I'll let you know how we get on, if I remember to show you, which I won't, but it's a good photo anyway, just take my word for it. Two of the earliest public toilets that helped women escape the urinary leash. Now, I never knew what a urinary leash. I never knew what a urinary leash was, and nor did you, because that's what you've come to this podcast for education. The urinary leash have been given great. Oh, sorry. The urinary leash, beg your pardon, was kind of a metaphor for the toilets in the old days. I don't know, let me just finish the story first. Two of the earliest public toilets that helped women escape the urinary leash have been given a Grade 2 listed status. Two outdoor toilets, public toilets. And basically, the urinary leash, I'll say it again, was a kind of invisible leash, basically, that kept women close to home. Because all the public toilets were all for men. No women could use the public toilets, and it was like they said it was a way of meaning women that couldn't get too far away from the house, so they had to stay home. Imagine that, if you're listening now and you're a woman, you'd be like, fuck that, I'm going to have a piss in the men's toilets. What would happen if they didn't? You'd probably get arrested or something in them days. Imagine that, how much time's moved on since then. But we've got them situations in other countries, you know, some countries are still doing that sort of shit. But can you imagine now being a woman in a Western world? In the West, I was trying to sing the Pet Shop Boys then. A woman in a Western world. Anyway, can't use the toilet unless you stay home. That doesn't rhyme. But anyway, she's... So think yourself lucky, ladies. You can use the toilets these days. We allow you to use the toilets. We, us men, of course. That's ridiculous, isn't it? I think women are allowing men to use the toilet without catching fucking some disease, because they're the ones who have got some not all women, some cleaning habits. Some blokes have got some cleaning habits as well, but how many times do you hear the story? Tony Blair's wife's doing all the cleaning in their house. He said he hasn't done a single bit of household work for 23 years. I look back on my podcast notes for Tony Blair, Lazy Bastard. There's a video. Anyway, he hasn't done a household chore for 23 years. So his wife, he'd have every disease going if it wasn't for his wife, or I suppose the cleaners sorting all the stuff out. But I bet his wife, the cleaners ain't always there. And if Tony Blair pissing all over the toilet seat, who else is going to clean it up? Because he said he categorically hasn't lifted a finger for 23 years. The lazy fucker. The only finger he's lifted is to blow up fucking half of Iraq and to spin his bullshit as he's pushing his Pinocchio nose back in. That's what he's lifted his finger for, pushing his Pinocchio nose back into his face as he's lying his bollocks off about fucking weapons of mass destruction. Anyway, two diners were filmed planting hair in their curry and kebabs to try and get food for free. Cheeky bastards. I mean, that's a shit scam, though. That is, like, embarrassing, because they must have had that so many times, the Indian restaurants. They know that scam. That one's fucking coming at them left, right and centre, especially when you've ate half of it. You can't have fucking and back a quarter of a curry and then, like, go, oh, there's a hair in it. Oh, they only just noticed. You give the full thing back, maybe they can go, oh, okay. But they've obviously got CCTV. And that is like the first thing I think a pissed up person would try is to get free food. In fact, I know somebody who's done it and he never got anywhere either. It would cause a scene. It would cause a fucking riot scene. And it was all bullshit. He just made it up. But the more they would deny it, the more it would demand his rights and to speak to the manager, embarrassing everybody in the fucking room. I think he has got away with it a couple of times. That's why he fucking starts ramping his voice up. But still... you know, that's fucking taking the piss. £20. So they check the CCTV cameras. So if you ever think about doing that one, the old fly in the soup trick, taking a fly in your pocket, dead fly, that's all right. You might just get away with that one, but as long as you don't tell anybody, because I bet they've sat around the table pulling each other's hair out and chucking it in, so it's so obvious. But you can take a dead fly off your windowsill, take that in and like flick it in your soup. Do it in an expensive restaurant though. But then you got to eat it all, ain't ya? You got to eat after soup with the fly in then. So that ain't very, you know, depends on how desperate you are, I suppose. Or just eat the fly, delicatessen. Just say, here, there's a fly in this soup. And it was beautiful, absolutely lovely. My compliments to the chef. Here's a tip. Do it the other way around, trip them out. Tenet, the first major film release since cinemas, has made more than 5 million already. I want to go and watch that, Tenet. Tom Cruise has seen it, so I'm going to go and watch. He watched it last week, didn't he? That's the film he went to see. Not that I give a shit about that, but Tenet looks a good film. It's worth going to the cinema to see it, I think. Christopher Nolan, his films are just ace. I can't understand the fucking thing that's going on in them, and that's the good thing about it, because you just have to just get lost in the moment and just come out of it and go, what the hell happened? But it was brilliant, really good to see the scenery and everything like that. Saying that, I did kind of know what was going on in Dunkirk, but I didn't even know he was the director of Dunkirk. I never fancied watching it, and when I watched it, I was blown away. It was like not as, you know, I thought it might be a bit boring and factual, but it wasn't. It was like fucking really good scenery and noise, the cinematic noise and whatever else. Good, anyway, this is my film review. Yes, I'm good at those as well. So Tenet, it looks good. I'm going to go and watch it. That Inception, I think I've watched that 3 times. Still know what the fuck's going on. What else has he done? He's done the Batman as well. I know what's going on in that, obviously. Bit dark that one was though. I think when you got a TV, with the Batman films, you got to start pissing about with your TV, ain't you? All the fucking colour and the brightness and everything, because it gets to a bit, and all of a sudden, all you can see is Batman's eyes and nothing else. Then you realise your TV's not set up right. So I think that's what was pissing me off on the Batman one. Anyway, what are we going to do? Harry and Meghan. I'm not going to call them Prince Harry and Meghan. Harry and Meghan Markle, because that's pretty much. He might as well take her name on because she's wearing the trousers. She's got them signing up to Netflix now, giving the family values. They're signing up to do a load of programs and films for Netflix. And Piers Morgan said a funny thing because he said that the couple that have disowned both their families sign up a multi-million dollar deal to talk about family values on Netflix. So that's like hit the nail on the head, isn't it? So yeah, they're going for the books, the mega books. You know what, I don't get it. They're fucking rich. They're just craving fame. And they're rich already. You don't even need to earn another penny. They're forever rich. Why don't they just go and do charity work? Hey, there you go. That's put the fucking, put their nose out of joint, ain't it? No, we want the multi-million pound Netflix deal. What they'll say is, we'll use that money to go and do charity work. And to buy me a load of perfume and to buy him a load of fucking, I don't know, what's he like? Gold jewellery, grouse. I saw him shooting grouse the other day in the fields. You know, you can't be conservation, talk about elephants. What about grouse? You're shooting them out the sky, killing them. You know, have you saved an elephant yet? Probably not. And you're killing grouse and they go boar hunting, so sorry. You can't pick and choose who you fucking who you think is allowed to be shot in the face, and then you know all elephants can't be shot in the face because there's hardly any of them left. But I'm gonna fucking keep shooting grouse, and then you're gonna go, oh sorry, let's not do that anymore because there's no grouse left, and it's by my hand. You know you gotta fucking. If you're conservationist, then you're against fucking killing animals. Be against killing. Don't go around killing animals. That's my opinion on it, anyway. It's kind of, you know, animals are animals. Can't go, oh, that's all right. I don't like them. They've got beaks. I like ones with tusks and fucking trumpets. Not trumpets. What's it called? What's an elephant got? A trunk. Trumpet. Right, anyway. A couple is a nice romantic thing. A couple celebrated 50 years of doing a milk round together by delivering their 10 millionth pint. That's sexy, isn't it? That's like, but that's good. 50 years together, and they've delivered their pint together. The 10th millionth. And they look, and there's a picture of them when they're younger, and there's a picture of them when they're older. And they're smiling in both photos. So that's a good sign. But I bet like they must have had some fucking rows in 50 years. They've got to have. They must have had the rows. They must have been close to falling out, splitting up. You got to, ain't you? And eventually you just realise we're meant to be. And that's it. And they just fucking come out the other end. Unfortunately, lots of other people don't get to come out the other end. You know, it depends on if the good times, if you're having good and you're having bad at the same time, that's all right. I'm a relationship counselling now. If you're having it good and you're having it bad, then that's good. That's passion. If you're having it all bad, then you got to fuck off. Or somebody's got to fuck off. And the best person to fuck off is the one with no money, trying to take the money off the other person. I'm sure you can do that, men, now. If you're a man and the woman's got the money, I'm sure you can take the money off them now. You've got to be able to. It's got to be fair, isn't it? Even it up. Right, last one. I've got loads more to do, but as I said, I forgot there's somebody waiting outside for me. Right, gone. Let's. What else we got? What's that one? Dying for a pint, even a swift half, may be too much. A small glass of wine, a bottle of beer can lead to life-threatening combination of obesity, diabetes and high blood pressure, according to a new research. Oh, for fuck's sake. 1 minute they're telling you that it's the good thing for you, it's one of the best things for you to drink one or a little bit of wine every day or whatever, or it's not bad for you. Now they're saying one a day could be leading to obesity, strokes, heart attacks and all that. Sorry, but I think you, and also, and he says you've got a 10% higher chance of getting these things than somebody who doesn't. I'll take my 10% and fucking enjoy myself, because you might not, 10% chance, 90% chance, you're going to be totally fine. So 90% chance, you can enjoy yourself, or you can be the, or like panic and go, oh no, I can't enjoy myself, can't have one of these every day after a really shit day, because I might have all these things going on. You might have all them things going on anyway. You know what I mean? It might be the food that you're eating, could be anything. Not necessarily down to that. So I say, enjoy yourself, and just, you know, when it comes, it comes. Just have it, and just have to deal with it after that. Just carry on drinking if you have a stroke, as long as you survive it. So there you go. I'm telling you how to have a stroke. It's not my bit, don't listen to me. Don't get pissed now and go, oh, and then it happens. And then you go, oh, that fucking idiot on the podcast, he told me. Or oh, I took his advice, he sounded quite intelligent. Because the thing is, I don't sound intelligent, I'm from Birmingham. That is the little trickery here, the little fourth wall. I am, but I don't sound it, that's the point. Right, I'm going to leave it there. I thought I was going to finish up on a bit of a bang there. So, I finish up on another... what was I going to finish up on? Fucking lost my place now. I've dropped it on the floor. Right, here we go. Two black holes collided and merged, shooting a gravity wave across the universe. That one's too intelligent for me, I think. It's released energy equal to 1 million billion atomic bombs exploding every second. Fucking hell. It's released energy equal to 1 million billion atomic bombs exploding every second for 13.8 billion years. So I've got to say that again, because I know that's tripped me out, and it's got to have tripped you out. So two black holes have collided, merged, and they've shot a gravity wave across the universe. I don't think it's come here yet. I think this one is. If it has come here yet, I think I'd be sitting here with no skin on my face, surely. But anyway, it's released energy equal to 1 million billion atomic bombs exploding every second for 13.8 billion years. And you're worried about having a glass of wine because there's fucking risk of a stroke. 10% risk of a stroke. Drink the wine, because as soon as that gravity wave gets here, you're going to have no fucking mouth to drink it with. So enjoy yourself while you can. There you go. On the righteous note. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.